By the way, if you haven't got this new Jay-Z record, American Gangster, this isn't off of that. This is off of Kingdom Come. But I got the new one. Andy Langer reviewed it for us last week. So good.
Yeah.
I was just like, it was in constant play on my iPod this weekend. But I digress. It's now time for the part of the show where you click them and we pick them. These are farm fresh, ready to eat bits of news. We wash them first, okay? Don't worry. These are the most emailed, the most forwarded, the most popular news stories on the web. We call it the most. Matt Martinez.
Hello.
Supervising senior producer, NPR listener.
I am an NPR listener.
Because you always have one of the most emailed NPR.
He's a company
story.
Man.
I oh, yeah. But in the best way.
Yes.
Yes, I have the number three most emailed story from NPR.org, and it is an interview that Jackie Leiden did on All Things Considered on Saturday about why do cats purr?
I would like to know this, because I have a large cat who sits by my head at night and purrs. I'm
yes.
like an old car.
And it's part of this Science Out of the Box series that they're doing on the weekends. And it's basically science reporters and people in science explaining some of the basic underlying principles of huge scientific discoveries. And this is actually a huge scientific discovery. Why do cats purr? So here's a little bit of Jackie Leiden's interview with Leslie Lyons of the University of California Davis School of Veterinary Medicine.
So is it a voluntary thing that the cat does? If I'm petting the cat in my lap, does he decide to start purring? Or is it an automatic reaction?
I think it's a little bit of both, kind of like us blinking. We can obviously blink when we want to, but it's a rather autonomic procedure, too.
I understand that it's just in the past couple of years that scientists figured out exactly how cats purr.
Right, yeah, we've had to wait for certain technologies and imaging capabilities to come along. But yeah, we have a better idea from the physiological point of view of how a cat actually purrs. And that's a response of different muscles both in the throat and in the diaphragm that allows them to make that sound.
So there you go. That's how a cat purrs. It wasn't a great explanation, but it makes much more sense to me now.
Next, why do cats love lasagna? That crazy Garfield. Oh, that's
what did you say was the name of that researcher, Matt?
Lyons?
Yes. Leslie Lyons of the University of California
funny,
Davis
funny
School
going
of
on there.
Medicine. There you go.
Ilya, you have a story about two world leaders just shouting it out.
Yeah, well, and it's even better story because one of the world leaders is a king. this happened in Chile over the weekend. You guessed it, Hugo Chavez was involved. He somehow seems to always be there when there's a street fight happening. So this is a big meeting of Spain and its former colonies, Spanish-speaking countries. Hugo Chavez had called the former Spanish Prime Minister, José María Aznar, a fascist, at which point the King of Spain jumps in and says this. Let's hit the clip. Okay, so he's saying, why don't you just shut up, please?
Just shut it.
It gets even better, though, because the next day, Hugo Chavez alleged that the king may have known something about this coup that happened in 2002, this abortive coup where Hugo Chavez was briefly overthrown and then came back to power. Chavez said in a news conference, Mr. King, did you know about the coup d'etat against Venezuela, against the democratic legitimate government of Venezuela in 2002? It's very hard to imagine... I'm just going to skip ahead. Spain's El Mundo minister quoted Mr. Chavez as saying that on Sunday the king had got very mad like a bull. So...
Keeps going. That was from the BBC most?
Yeah, that was BBC, the number three most. That
and,
was a lot of fun.
Our editor, Tricia McKinney, has a little first-person report about this
right.
story.
Well, no,
sort
I wasn't
of.
There for the Hugo Chavez King of Spain.
Well, then why don't you just shut up?
All right, I'll stay out of it.
Cállate.
This is just my little thing. I've actually met the king's son, the future king of Spain, Prince Felipe, at a wedding a couple years ago. And you know what? Great swing dancer.
Just so you know.
Really?
That's all I got to say. That's all I can add to this conversation.
I wish we could ask you whose wedding it was and all that, but that's probably privileged information. But you clearly have some fancy friends.
One fancy friend who has a fancy friend.
Cállate en bailar is what he said. Shut up and dance. All right, MJ, what do you have? Speaking of bailar.
Cool. Ooh, it's so wrong that I'm going to talk about crumping, but here it goes. I'm going to call it Crumping Has Jumped the Shark, because today
it's crumped the shark, really. If you
crumped the shark. Today I was perusing Google Trends for some hot, new, most Googled terms, and crumping was up there. And then last night I was up at my bedtime watching a little Simpsons, and Bart Simpson started crumping and announcing that he was crumping. And then Marge Simpson started crumping, and I got to admit, I didn't know what it was. So if you don't know, crumping is a new form of urban dance characterized
by new, you mean 5 years old.
Not that new. It's new to me.
Or 10 years old.
New to some.
Yes.
Characterized by fast movements, free form. There are different variations of crumping depending on your level of difficulty. There's crump, then there's getting buck somewhere in the middle, and then there's ampness all the way at the top.
If you want a primer on crumping, watch this movie called Rise, made by Dave LaChapelle, the photographer. Mm-hmm. It's shot in South Central L.A., and it follows the guy who started it, who was a birthday clown. This dance was started by a birthday clown, and it's super interesting. So check that out. By the way, we don't need to do my most. The old President Bush jumped out of a plane.
Okay.
Allie, what's your
There you go. And then scene. All right. This one is from CNN, most popular, and it's all over the web today. Heartfelt feelings going out to Kanye West. His mother died over the weekend. Donda West. Extraordinary woman. She was former chairwoman of the Chicago State University. She was a scholar. She was a Fulbright scholar. She died at just 58 years old. She was in education for 31 years. She left to help manage Kanye's career.
And she was such a huge part of his career. He talked about her in songs, and he talked about her in interviews. I mean, it wasn't like she was just somebody in the background.
No, not at all. And undisclosed reason for her death as of now, but it did happen over the weekend. And as Luke mentioned, Kanye West wrote about his mom on various songs. So, of course, rest in peace, Donda West. This is Hey Mama from Kanye. I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me. I want to tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You picked me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the trainer.